Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to Signs of Life with our host, Bob Ginsberg. I'm Fran Ginsberg, and our show tonight is sponsored by Association Transcommunication and can be found on the web at www.atransc.org. Tonight's guest is psychic medium Janet Nohavik, and if you have a question, comment, would like to talk to our guest or get a connection to a loved one who has gone before you, the toll-free number is 888-815-9756, or you can instant message the studio at Signs of Life Radio. And good evening to you, Bob.
Hello, Francis. I apologize in advance if I get into a little coughing jag, but you'll have to take over from this cold.
And to let our listeners know that we are here tonight, usually hosted by Angelina Diana. She's off tonight, and so we're here, cold and all.
But don't worry, it is the Mediums and Messages show, and you will have an opportunity to call in and speak with our excellent medium, request a reading if you would like, and she'll be joining us very shortly. And we just got back from our annual conference in Florida, and for all of you who joined us, we thank you very much. We hope you enjoyed it. We tried to have a good mixture of both the science and the mediumship, and so far the feedback has been very positive, right?
Oh, yeah, it's been fabulous. In fact, it's interesting. There are many people who go to conference after conference after conference and haven't missed any of them, and it was almost unanimous. Everybody said, this one was the best one yet. So we really got to outdo ourselves next November.
Yeah, and for those of you who weren't able to make it, you know, we try to do these conferences in a different part of the country every year, and we always have an abundance of very well-qualified mediums there. We have scientists, researchers, authors, and you get a pretty good flavor. And most of all, you get to hang out with people who might be in the same mindset as you. And I know a lot of new friendships are made, and people seem to keep in touch, you know, during the year. And, I would like everybody who has any suggestions, you know, for those of you who attended, or even if you didn't, on what you would like to see in upcoming conferences, please give us a call.
Right, and we do have a special, it's not a conference, but it is going to be a grief transformation workshop that's in the makings. If you want to I've been with Joanne Gerber too long, on medium from Massachusetts, and I picked up her accent over the weekend. Mark your calendars. May 20th, the weekend of May 20th is where we're planning this thing, and it will most likely be in Chester, Connecticut, at the same retreat center we had last year's conference, because the energy was so fabulous there and the food was delicious and it was just a wonderful, comfortable place to transform your grief. So I think that's where we're going to be, May 20th. Mark your calendars. Lots of great things are going to be happening there. Now, if I can I go on with these announcements?
Yeah, might as well.
I want to get them out of the way. For our listeners, and I know that because this is Mediums and Messages, you all may want to listen up to this one. We have our annual Holidays Past raffle. It will be drawn on December 22nd, and there will be five winners. Each will win a one-hour phone reading with one of these mediums: Bobby Allison, Angelina Diana, Rebecca Anlo Cicero, Laura Lynn Jackson, or Kathy Tao. They're all certified mediums. They've all been through our program, and they are all associated with the foundation, but their businesses are all independently run. And I say that because a lot of times people will call our office looking for the mediums. We do have links for them on our websites, as we do for our guest medium tonight, Janet Nohavik. and it will take you to their website where you can contact them for private appointments or see where they are in the United States. Maybe they're in your town and you could set up a little face-to-face. But anyway, getting back to the raffle, it's only $5 a chance. You get 5 chances for $20, 15 chances for $50, and it goes on. And you can access the buy buttons on our website at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And if you don't have access to a computer to buy these, you can always mail in a check, and you can make it payable to Forever Family Foundation and send it to our Long Island office at 222 Atlantic Avenue in Oceanside, New York. That's 11572. Now, we also have coming up, as we do every December, when we really would rather not be at a holiday party. We'd really rather be spending the evening with our loved ones who have gone before us. And we have 3 different locations this year for our holidays pass. The first one up is on December 4th at the Best Western Berkshire Inn in Bethel, Connecticut, featuring Angelina Diana, who at this particular venue will be joined by afterlife advocate Dave Kane, who is a fabulous, fabulous person who tells a story that you will no doubt believe in an afterlife when he's done. And Angelina will be conducting spirit communication. By the way, tickets to each of these are $25 if you're a member, $35 if you're not. At the door, it's $10 higher. Then on Saturday, December 11th, at the Hilton Woodbridge in Iselin, New Jersey, we have Janet Nohavik as the medium conducting spirit communication. And third up and last, Saturday, December 18th, at the Melville Marriott in Melville, New York. Again, we have Angelina Diana. And these all start at 7 o'clock, doors open at 6:30, and we are limiting the seating there so that we could get maximum reading and still provide the evening for a number of people. And that's it with Holidays Past.
Okay, so I guess what we'll do is we'll go to a break, and when we come back in a couple of minutes, we will be joined by an excellent certified medium, Janet Nohavik. So stay with us. Be back in a couple.
The American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena has always been international and concerned with more than just EVP. To better serve the public, the AAEVP is now Association Transcommunication, or ATRANSC. Their new website is ATRANSC.org, and their motto is Objective Evidence of Survival. The directors believe people should know that death is not dying, and what we learn now applies to what we will learn hereafter.
It is with great pleasure that we announce the formation of the Wimbridge Institute for Applied Research in Human Potential. Dr. Julie Beischel, Director of Research at Wimbridge and one of the premier investigators in the field of mediumship research, reports that the team at Wimbridge will continue pursuing the many unanswered questions that remain in the field of afterlife science. Please go to www.windbridge.org to learn more about this groundbreaking research institute. That's www.windbridge.org.
For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com. I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who is trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
And welcome back to Signs of Life Radio. This is Mediums and Messages, and the number here is 1-888-815-9756. Our guest tonight is Janet Nohavik. She has been practicing mediumship for quite a long time. She's one of the better ones in the country, and she's certified by Forever Family Foundation. And I'd like to welcome Janet. Hi, Janet.
Thank you. Thanks for having me this evening.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Pleasure to be here.
Thank you. Janet, for those of the listeners that may not be familiar, you know, with your work, just give us a little background. I mean, a lot of mediums tell us that they started recognizing that they had some ability in spirit communication at a young age. Were you part of that category? I mean, or did you develop this later in life?
I'd have to agree that I had experiences as a child, which I found very, very frightening. And then some of you might know, then I entered religious life as a nun and then thought it was a mystical experience, like a lot of religious have mystical experience. So I chalked it up to that. And not until after I left the convent did I meet a medium who said, this is what's been going on with you since you were a little girl, and was introduced to this whole world and concept of an afterlife and mediumship.
Now, I would imagine, we just had at our conference, Paul Rademacher, who's the executive director of the Monroe Institute, and he is an explorer of consciousness, and his background was he was a Presbyterian minister for 15 years. And he found, all these experiences he was having and all the things he was reading, it was not... he could never mention it to his congregants. So I guess you were placed in a similar position. You wanted to explore mediumship, but yet there were many people, I suppose, you couldn't tell.
There definitely was, but I think even back then, because we're going back 20 years ago now with this, that wasn't even a word that was being used mainstream, if you go back that far. There was a couple mediums, George Anderson being one. But other than that, there was no TV press. This was still pretty an underground whole area. So it wasn't a word that was used a lot, I have to say. So once I started to explore it, it started to open up. But it, probably another 5 years before things started to really become visible a bit with mediums.
I know you mentioned to me that there's an event coming up in Stansted, which is quite prestigious and affiliated with Arthur Findlay College. So tell me a little bit about that.
I was blessed enough, once I was introduced to mediumship, to travel and study over in Great Britain at a college which was donated by its owner for the development of psychic studies in a highly ethical and evidential way. And over the years, I've gone, and each week there's probably about 70 students from around the world, and that's the wonderful part about this. You sit at a table with people from all different countries who are talking about this topic. And this year, we were blessed enough to be given the first American week, which I'm the course organizer for. So we have an upcoming week in April of 2011 and then another of 2012. So it's a big honor. It was given to us, and we're really, really excited to be putting on a week at Arthur Findlay College of Great Britain.
And we are talking with medium Janet Nohavik. The number here is 1-888-815-9756. If you had a question or you would like to request a reading, feel free to call in. Janet, I know that you are connected with a spiritualist church in New Jersey, and many may not be aware that the spiritualism, you know, has been around for centuries, and that actually the church and the services incorporates, you know, mediumship into their everyday, you know, practice. So, you know, most people tend to think of the more, you know, a lot of other religious endeavors where such things are not certainly not part of the service. So tell us a little bit about, you know, spiritualist churches.
I think I became particularly fond. I knew for me, you know, once I left the Catholic Church, I wanted to start something where everybody was welcome. But I think that's what I've come to really love about spiritualism, that there's no heavy dogma or creed, that it, essentially anybody of any faith could belong because it just has a core belief system of a belief in an afterlife and trying to do good in your life, which pretty much spreads across any significant religion, I have to say. So, you know, the doors are open to anybody that tumbles in, and we welcome everyone. So, you know, we have across-the-board people from every faith and denomination. The core belief is, you know, that we can get along and that we all believe in an afterlife, and that, you know, mediumship communication with the higher side of life is a core aspect of that belief system. So it was a breath of fresh air for me, I have to say, and you know, it's our place here is flourishing in New Jersey. So, and we stand like you for very, very evidential mediumship. So,
right. So it sounds like it's a good place to go if you have an aversion to religious dogma, but you believe in the pure essence of spirit and of the universe. That's a good place to go.
And I think it's also a very good place to go if, let's say you have no funds and really want to connect with the other side. You can go to a spiritualist service across this country where there is no charge. So I think one of the wonderful things it does is touch people where, you know, that isn't an issue at all, I have to say. And it feeds, you know, it feeds you in a belief system, particularly if you're someone that's grieving.
Yeah.
Over the years, we've had many people sit here and heal. And that, to me, is the greatest aspect of mediumship. The healing aspect of it.
Janet, when we first started chatting, you mentioned that as a child, when you first started having these experiences, you were afraid. Do you think the fear came from TV or the media or what you were seeing around, or that it was really frightening to you just because you didn't know what it was?
There was no media at that point. There was no one talking about this, so the media had no clue of talking about this yet. I think it came because I believed I really thought I was seeing someone. So I would call for my mom and say, Ma, there's a guy in the garage, and she would come and there'd be no one there. And she figured, because my mother's very superstitious, that this couldn't be a good omen, particularly from a good Catholic family, that people are standing here. And who I used to see the most was my grandfather who committed suicide. And years ago, suicides had a terrible rap, particularly within the Catholic Church, of their souls not resting. So that definitely put fear on this. Why would he be turning up? So it took years for me to come to understand that and, you know, recognize, you know, the lunacy in some of what we believe or have been trained about, you know, the transition of souls between here and the higher realms.
And we get a lot of calls in the office from either parents who have children who are going through the same experience or who went through that experience as a child themselves. Mm-hmm. Do you have any advice on how to handle it, what to do?
I'm not a big advocate in developing children. I believe in acknowledging the gift. I believe in acknowledging the presence of loved ones as the presence as a guardian angel. I believe children should emotionally develop, you know, certainly being, you know, having some access to their own intuitive psychic self, but not highly developed as mediums. And then I think when they come to, you know, to more of an age of reason, 16, you know, teenage years, where I think it becomes a little less frightening and they have some reason attached to, you know, their own thinking process, would be a time to introduce them. And there's a couple great authors with wonderful books for teenagers that I think have done a great job with that.
Now, you'd be a good one to ask this question. A lot of, you're obviously, you know, a psychic as well as a medium.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, you know, how do you differentiate between information, you know, if you're, is there a different feel to the information if it's coming in on a psychic level versus a true communication with spirit? How do you recognize the difference?
I think over the years I've come to just, it definitely does come in differently. And in my, I would sense a change of energy. So if I am sitting with a client and I feel a shift and it comes from me, I would obviously in integrity say, you know what, that just came from me psychically. That just
right.
comes from someone departed. I think you can sense the energy change in how the information comes. And obviously when people sit with you, there are people who, you know, want the whole mediumistic reading. And then there are people in their lives that are, you know, a split in the road and are trying to make decisions. And, like, you know, I value myself as a seer, a mystic of old, and have, you know, put a lot of time and effort into the development of that practice as well.
Yeah. I appreciate your, you know, your answer, and that, you know, the information does have a, as you call it, a shift of energy or a different feel mm-hmm. to it. You know, there have been some mediums that I've talked to that, not necessarily connected to the foundation, but, you know, when I ask them that, they tell me that, well, there is no difference, you know, that all information comes from spirit, but I tend to disagree with that, and I guess you do as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's one of the things I've respected about some of my, you know, British counterparts. There's, and we had discussed this possibly as a topic, there's an intelligence. If there's an intelligence to what we believe we're talking to on the other side, there's an intelligence to what comes through, you know.
Yeah, and that's an interesting. Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off there. But
a lot of people have said, you know, is my husband with me every minute of the day, you know, and I say to him, no, he's not, because that would mean he's got nothing to do but follow you around like a puppy dog. In our concept of an afterlife, they are doing things, and the brilliance of that afterlife, in a blink of an eye, they can be here several times during the day to comfort you and let you know they're there. But there's an intelligence to all of this if we really truly believe that life goes on. It's not just random, and there is an order. There's certainly order to all of it.
Yeah. What about, what would you say, you know, one argument that some scientists, you know, use in trying to explain what mediums do is they say, well, this isn't truly evidence of survival, that the mediums are able to pick information out of some, you know, a vast storehouse of knowledge, whether you call it an Akashic Records or some universal memory bank, and therefore, you know, it's not evidence of spirit. I mean, what would you say to that?
Well, within particularly my own movement, which is a spiritualist movement, there are other levels of mediumship, I have to say. There has been physical evidence, apports, different things which, you know, where there's a phenomena that is outside just, you know, mental mediumship or words, it has nothing to do with that. There are people that come to you who are adopted who know nothing about their history, and you get them information, and then they go away and prove it. I don't think that's that easy to access, I have to say.
Yeah.
I'm such a believer in the intelligence that comes from the other side, you know. And I'm a big believer in my mediumistic readings of giving to a client something that shows that the departed loved one is still part of their life, either the birth of a new child or something they've placed by a gravestone, something that they still see them doing, that love continues in that way. And that moves it to an emotional level, and that's the healing aspect, I believe, in of my work. There's always going to be an argument, and, you know, there should be. Skepticism is not a bad thing, and dialogue about how to make this even more credible is certainly what, you know, you and I are both about.
I like the way you think.
Thank you. We have a caller. Would you like to take
sure.
a call? Okay,
absolutely.
We have Susan from Missouri.
Yes.
Hi, Susan.
Hello. How are you all tonight?
Okay, and you're on with Janet Nohavik. Did you have a question, or would you like to request a reading?
I would love to request a connection. Thank you, Janet.
Hi, Susan. How are you this evening?
I'm pretty well now that I get to talk to you.
Oh, wonderful. The minute I hear your voice, I am aware of two different people, I have to say. One who seemed to be sicker, so I do feel there was someone that sat present with someone as they declined. I don't know if this was a cancer condition, but I do feel there was someone sick here. And the second presence almost went kind of quickly, almost like people did not get to say goodbye.
Yes.
I'm not sure if this was a stroke or a heart attack or an accident of some sort, but it seems to me almost like the rug was pulled from underneath someone's feet and there's no goodbyes. Would you understand that?
Yes, I certainly do.
Okay. I do believe this is with a gentleman, not a woman as well.
Yes.
Okay. And they keep wanting to take me into the month of May, so I don't know if that's birth dates or an anniversary of something, but for whatever reason, he keeps leading me back to right around that time of the year. So mm-hmm. I do have to say this. This comes close to your heart, so I don't know if this is a partner or a child, I have to say, but there's a tremendous amount of love with this, so it is. There's a strong love connection with this as I continue with you. And I know it's a common name, but I kept hearing a John or a Joseph call.
Yes, there is a John as well. Uh-huh.
Okay. Can I ask who went very quickly, what the gentleman connection is with you?
The gentleman who went quickly was a loved one.
Okay.
A former boyfriend that became a best friend.
Okay, that's fine. Then I understand the strong connection to your heart because it's definitely talked about. I don't know a lot about Missouri, but he keeps taking me by the water. So I don't know if there was a lake you guys used to go off to or hide it
yes,
head out at.
Yes.
Would you understand that, Susan? There must have been some wonderful times there, I have to say. But down by a lake or a pond, I have to say, for the reason. Was your hair longer at that point, can I ask?
Yes.
Because he's shown me you much younger, I have to say. I've got to go back a couple years with this. And your hair was definitely longer at that point, and I do need to say that. I don't know if this was heart or an accident, but I do feel almost an impact to my body. Could I ask how he passed?
He passed in an accident, in a car accident.
Oh, thank you, because I did feel impact to my body, so I do need to acknowledge that with him. As I continue to speak with you as well. And there had to have been another, he's talking about a Christopher Rich.
Hmm.
Now, I'm dyslexic with that name, and I'll be honest, but there is a Chris or a Rich connected to him. So will you remember I said that to you?
I will.
He definitely brings that up as well. I've got to bring as well a smaller grandmother who pulls in behind you, who was not very tall, so I believe one of your grandmothers was on the petite side.
Yes.
Quite a little spunky woman, I have to say, because she's a ball of fire, the way she shows herself to me. And there's something with Rose. I don't know if the name of Rose is significant. What would that mean to you, Susan?
Well, it means that they called her Rosie.
Oh, excellent. That's even better, I have to say. And she keeps talking about a tragedy in her own life. So I don't know if she lost a partner early or a child, but something seems to have broken her heart early on.
Mm-hmm.
So I do need to acknowledge that, I have to say. And she keeps talking about either Franklin Avenue or Franklin.
Wow. Frank
Street.
Was my dad's name.
Oh, wonderful.
And I actually lived on a Franklin Avenue.
Excellent. Good.
When I was dating Denver, who was the man who died in the accident.
Okay, wonderful. All of them, I have to say, come around you with a tremendous amount of love. So please know they're there. And the message is love, all of it. It's just about how much they truly cared about you, I have to say. I think you've got either, I don't know if it's a brooch or a pin of Rosie's.
Mm-hmm.
She showed me this clip, I have to say. And I think it's either a pin. I think it's too big to be a ring. So I don't know if you've got it or your mom's got it, but I just need to acknowledge it because she does show it to me. But please take from all of them a tremendous amount of love from the other side.
Well, bless your heart. Thank you so much.
Okay, You're very welcome.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. When, Jana, when you're doing a reading, do you find there's a difference in gathering the information when you're on the telephone versus doing an in-person reading?
No. I think I learned a long time ago, if I just hear a voice, I close my eyes, and the spirit world presents everyone to me just the way they would if someone is sitting in front of me.
Right.
You know, I prefer to have someone here, but it doesn't alter my readings. It's just, you know, over the years of being on, you know, both TV and radio, I just hear the voice, and then I follow what they show me. So, because I believe it's active intelligence on the other side, so they're certainly going to be there either way I work.
Yeah, and actually, you know, from a scientific point of view, I mean, the readings that are done via the telephone, when they're just as accurate, it goes to show, eliminate the possibility that the mediums is trying to do some sort of cold reading techniques, you know, because you're not seeing any expression, so it's even more evidential, and you know, in my opinion. But it's funny that spirit finds these conduits no matter, you know, what the situation is. Can we take another caller?
Yeah, we'll just push our break off a little.
Okay.
If you want to, we have Juliet from Long Island.
Juliet. Hello, Juliet.
Well, hi, Bob. Hi, Fran. Hello, Janet.
Hi, how are you this evening?
I'm doing well, thank you. I love the connection.
Okay. Anything for Juliet, Janet?
Sure. Can I just hear the sound of your voice one more time, Juliet?
Yes. Hi, Janet.
The first thing I'm going to is inability to breathe. So I do feel either someone had pneumonia or was on a respirator, but there's something that my breathing is being cut off with.
Uh-huh.
It could even have been a pneumonia condition at the end. But I do sense problems breathing, and I do have to say that. People also want to go into the month of August, so I don't know if that's a birthday month or a significant month in some way, but I do need to say that. And I'm not sure where you're from, and I don't know who this lady is, but she keeps showing me a two-family house.
Ah,
so I don't know if,
that's interesting.
I don't know if grew up in it. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just listening. That's interesting. I don't know what that means, but that's interesting.
Okay, if I go back in your family, they're showing me a two-family that someone grew up in. And she is bringing me a link to that, so I do have to say that as I connect with you as well. And unfortunately, there is someone younger here that I almost felt was much younger when they passed over. I don't know if this was a cousin or a nephew, but I do have a tragedy here as well because they're bringing up again someone went very quickly, almost like the rug's pulled from under my feet. And there's a Michael here that somehow connects. And I don't know where that fits, but I do have to say they seem to want to talk about it. You actually have quite a few people on the other side. Is that correct, Juliet?
Well, I do, unfortunately, yes.
Yeah, because I have to say, as I start to link with you, there's probably about five people standing here. And I don't feel your growing up for some reason would have been easy at times because there seems to be some apologies here. And I do need to acknowledge that. And there is someone here that either bartended or used to drink a bit. Would you understand?
That's possible.
Would you understand it, though?
No one specific is coming to mind, but I'm writing all this down.
Okay. Well, you remember I brought the name of George to you because they do acknowledge it.
I had a grandfather with that name.
Excellent. That's good. So I know the rest of it's accurate when they validate something in that way. There is a woman here who I believe was a grandmother. I do believe there's connections to do with the two family house here. She does show me she doted on you when you were a little girl, so I believe she was around you when you were much younger. As I mentioned, you have quite a few people standing here, and someone else had cancer, because that goes back to what I was talking about with my original statement about breathing problems, I have to say.
Yes.
And there's definitely some antiques around here. I don't know if she left you some of her things or if you have older pictures around, but they show me almost a dresser or a side table where I want to touch older things of hers, or you collect antiques, I have to say. But you have quite a few people that stand forward, and I know Anne or Anna is a common name, but I do have to say that name is acknowledged as well from the other side as I go around this. And she does show me someone sat with her at the end of her life. So I don't know if people were present when your grandmother died, but I almost feel someone was holding her hand because she does acknowledge that. Your family would go on for the next hour and a half, I have to say, I think, if I let them. But there's a tremendous amount of love from you on the other side, and she does want you to know she's all better. And hello from George as well.
Thank you. That's
You're
wonderful.
Very welcome.
Thank
you. You're Thanks. Welcome.
Bye-bye. I think what we'll do now is go to a short break, and when we come back, we'll continue with your calls. So stay with us, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes.
The American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena has always been international and concerned with more than just EVP. To better serve the public, the AAEVP is now Association Transcommunication, or ATRANSC. Their new website is atransc.org, and their motto is Objective Evidence of Survival. The directors believe people should know that death is not dying, and what we learn now applies to what we will learn hereafter.
Has your marketing pitch been missing the strike zone? Maybe you need a new player to help your marketing efforts. At LNRProductions.com, you'll find a team that can give your broadcast advertising the winning edge. LNR Productions has produced award-winning jingles, radio and television commercials for many businesses just like yours. Radio and television advertising work, but you need the right game plan. Make sure you're getting the most out of your ad every time it airs. www.LNRProductions.com. We'll throw strikes for your business every time.
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
After-death communication is an accepted occurrence in many cultures throughout the world, but for many others, proof of this phenomenon is essential, and research shows that contact helps move people through loss and grief. The Sign Registry allows people to register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to specific loved ones. Contact the Forever Family Foundation at foreverfamilyfoundation.org or go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Welcome back to Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation. This is Mediums and Messages, and the number here is 1-888-815-9756. We are talking with Janet Nohavik. And incidentally, you can reach Janet by going to her website, which is her name, janetnohavik.com, and that's JanetNohavik.com. And off air, Janet was mentioning that she's got a new book that's going to be out soon, so watch our website, and we'll be sure to get you a link to that book when it comes out. I know that we have a couple of people that are still holding, so why don't we go to...
We have Shari from California.
Okay. Hi. Shari?
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for calling, and you're on with Janet Nohavik.
Hi, Janet.
Hi, Shari. How are you this evening?
You know, I've been better, to be honest, so I'm hoping to get some guidance and advice from anybody who wants to talk to me from the other side.
Okay. So let me see what I can pick up. Well, the first person that steps in from the spirit world is a gentleman who I believe was a bit of a heavy smoker at the end of his life, or in life in general, I have to say. Yeah, I don't know if your grandfather could be a bit tough, I have to say, or strict. And I do need to just say that about him in life, I have to say. Because it seems to come up significantly. Would you understand that, Shari?
Yeah, he's never come up in a reading before, so that's interesting.
Okay. He's talking about you almost sitting on two fences about something. So the biggest thing he's pushing is you need to make decisions and you need to stand strong about those decisions. Because for some reason you almost have been, to me, You're usually very strong, and it's almost like you've been knocked over a bit, and you've just got to get back into your power, I have to say, and just make some decisions and stick with them. Because I think you're in a place, he says, where you're just unsure of yourself, and you just can't stay there, I have to say. That's part of the problem as I go around this. He also talks about a Robert or a Bob, and I'm not sure if that's connected with him or if that's current in your life, but it is a name that is acknowledged from the other side. So I do have to say that. Are there teachers somewhere around you?
No.
Why is he bringing up something to do with teaching or retraining?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, you remember he's bringing that up with you because it's specific from your grandfather. Okay, because he does talk about that. But what he does keep showing me is almost certain doors closing and new doors opening, I have to say. So, you know, it was interesting. We were talking earlier with Fran and Bob, and sometimes people are at a crossroads, I have to say. And there seems to be a dilemma here about just which path to choose. And I have to say, he seems to be clear about you just need to make a decision to go. And that seems hugely important to him as well. I know you said you were calling from California, but I keep wanting to go to a mountainous area for some reason. So I don't know where your family was from. But
I've recently moved back from living in England in a mountainous area.
Say that again?
I've recently moved back from living in England, and I was living in a mountainous area there.
Oh,
and
okay,
wonderful. I still live there.
Okay, wonderful, because he keeps showing me these mountains, I have to say. So I do think he wants you to know he's with you. And I don't know if you're second-guessing that decision or what that's about, but I have to say it's almost like he's stamping it. And maybe you're feeling uncertain, but I still feel it's a good decision, I have to say, from him.
Which is a good decision. I was sort of had to come back because I couldn't get any more work permits, and I was very sad to come back here.
Mm-hmm. And there's a reason you're back there, Shari. So will you remember I said that? And sometimes life takes you where you don't want to be, but, you know, you can be a salmon against water right now or you can go with the flow. And the other doors will open up again to you, I have to say, but there's a reason you're there. And this is a man that was not the most loving of men, so I have to say. There's a real strength about him and business-like side to him, but I have to say he does certainly come through with a message for you. And I would just try and enjoy what you have at the minute, and that's easy for me to say to you, but will you remember the other window will open up? There's going to be a different way, and it may take you in a new direction, but you might find out it's even better.
Okay.
So it's your grandfather I seem to want to bring to you, Shari. So.
Interesting. Okay. And that's
Well, enjoy England while you're there. It's a beautiful country.
No, I'm here now. I'm in America now. I just want to go back to England.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I think that's going to come to you because he keeps showing me the mountains there. So Fantastic. That's definitely something that's coming to be.
Thank you very much.
Okay. You're very welcome.
Thanks.
Blessings. Bye-bye.
The, you know, one, we get asked this a lot when people, you know, write in and ask questions, and they say, how come, you know, mediums, although, you know, they can provide, you know, communication from those that are in spirit, you know, very rarely are they given any information about what life is really like on the other side. You know, what do people do? Where do they live? You know, how, you know, do they do this? Do they do that? And, you know, why is that? You know, I mean, is mediumship all about, you know, just the evidence and spirit, you know, is not interested in providing such information?
I don't believe that's true. I have to say there, and they're particularly British, and I have to say, you know, I go where I find the intelligence I want. Sherlock Holmes, author, his name just went out of my head, wrote quite a bit. He lost a son and did extensive research with mediums about what the afterlife is like and the planes of existence on the other side. Andrew Jackson Davis, who is called one of the American seers on this topic, wrote extensively about what the other side is like. And I think we're at a lack of words to describe what that is like. And I think that's the biggest problem mediums encounter to the other side. You know, we have a finite experience here of a material world, and I think for us to describe the spiritual realms, and, you know, religions have tried to do it as well without great success. So I think we're just finite in how we describe those planes. But there have been authors, I have to say, who have done quite a bit of research on that. And, you know that's what I tend to...
Well, it really is true. I mean, whether we talk about mediumship or we talk about near-death experience, I mean, it's hard to put... it's hard to put the experiences to words. We don't have words in our language, you know,
right,
that describe what people see and when they're in, you know, other realms. So I can certainly understand that.
Yeah, and I think it's a different energy level. If, you know, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, who did write the Sherlock Holmes books, talks about these energy levels. And I think as we progress as souls, which I personally believe we do, it takes us to a whole different energy level. And, you know, if we think of mediumship from us here to the closest realms on the other side, there's a huge energy shift. If you go to escalate to any of those energy levels, it's almost something we, having this human experience, cannot touch. Mm. And I really do believe that we get glimpses of it, but it is not something, you know, that this plane experiences. You know, we're here for this experience in this lifetime, and I think it's supposed to be that way. You know, I think we're supposed to know our soul has been around and is certainly going to continue. But, you know, I think there's limitation on it for a reason.
Would you like to take another caller?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, we have Tammy from Connecticut.
Tammy? Hello?
Hello, good evening.
Hi, good evening. Hi, Tammy, you're on with Janet Nohavik.
Hi, Janet, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Tammy? How can I help you?
Well, I was looking to see if you can make a connection for me.
Okay. I'm not sure if you had a question or if you're looking for connection. So let me see what I can get with you. And can you just say your first name again for me, Tammy?
It's Tammy.
Is it Tammy with a T?
Yes.
Okay. I was just having a bit of a tough time hearing you. There's actually a male here, maybe in his 50s or 60s, that was not that old when he died.
Yes.
And I am sensing either a heart attack again or something that seems to take him kind of quickly.
Yes.
This does come like a love connection, so I don't know if this is father or partner, but I have to say there is a tremendous amount of love for you from this gentleman.
Yes.
And then let me go on a wee bit more here with this. Have you been moving or packing up boxes or something?
Yes.
Okay. He's been around, I have to say, you. And I don't know if you've changed jobs or if you're moving, but you seem to be packing boxes for some reason. And I do need to say this from this communicator on the other
yes.
side.
Yes.
And unfortunately, there's the loss of a young child here as well. I don't know who lost the baby. But if I do go back, I don't know if this was with you or your mom, there was a baby that had passed. Early on, it didn't get to grow.
Yes.
Show me again. And why am I getting either military links or uniforms?
Fire department?
Yes.
Yes.
How would that connect, can I ask?
My sons and husband, fire department.
Okay, great, because there's uniforms all around, so as long as you understand it, I do have to bring this up. Can I ask if your father is crossed?
Father-in-law.
Okay, thank you, because it felt fatherly to me, so I do need to acknowledge it in that way. And there's either a Thomas or a Tony here somewhere, because I want to bring up a T initial that he keeps talking about. Not necessarily his name, but a name you should understand as I go around this. And he keeps popping either silver dollars or half dollars into my hand. So I don't know if he used the gift coins out or if there's something to do with something that's passed on here, but I do need to bring that up from your father-in-law.
Yes.
He also acknowledges either a poem or a letter that was written at the end.
Yes.
Almost in honor of him, and that such a good job was done. It's such a tribute to him, and I do need to say that. He must have known your son because he keeps wanting to put my hand in his hair. So I don't know if he knew your son when he was younger, but I keep wanting to rub my fingers through his hair for some reason. So I just need to acknowledge it in the way it was shown for that. And is someone middle named for him? He keeps talking about a middle.
We just had a grandson last week, and his middle name is his middle name. It's what's his first name?
Okay, excellent, because they keep talking about that from the other side. So I do have to say that as I go around it. This is a family of honor, so if I even go back in your family, there are service people here as well, because I know you're talking about the fire department with your husband and stuff, but if I go back, there's photos here of people that were in the military and people that have served, because that's the way this family is. The lineage is very honorable, and I do have to say
uncles
it with
and
women.
Yeah, uncles and great uncles.
Okay, and there's an Edward here somewhere that he's talking about, and I do need to bring that name to you from your father-in-law's side because it's definitely talked about as I go around it. Huh. Do you guys have a boat? Why are you talking about a ship or a cruise or a boat?
No.
Yes. Would you ask your husband about something to do with a boat with his father-in-law?
Sure.
And some really funny stories about that, because he's going back to younger memories, and there's just something about this boat, I have to say, and he's laughing about it, so I do need to bring that to you. Your father-in-law does come with a tremendous amount of love, and I do need to bring that to you, I have to say. But there are very strong men here, and I do have to say that seems to be who's trying to connect with you. There is change, and I think that's what he showed me with the packing of boxes around you, but he's never too far for whatever reason. I do need to say that. And I'm just going to ask either, I don't know if there's a woman here who's not been feeling well or somewhat depressed. He's had some concern for a female here on the earth plane who seems to be struggling a wee bit at the minute.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I don't know how this will manifest. And I'm just going to say it, but there is a sign going to be shown to her from this gentleman with something to do with the red cardinal bird. It's just going to come to her in an unusual way, and it's his way of just saying, I'm still here, I still love you, and it's just a little thing to get your attention. So it'll be independent of you and I talking, but I have to say, it's just a little sign from the other side that he's still there. So just take the love and the strength of this gentleman, because I do have to say he was a very strong man as I go around it. Why do I want to come down by me more? I know they said, I think you're calling me from Connecticut.
Yes.
Why do I want to come down to New York or Jersey down by me? Do you have family down this way or something?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
Because he takes me to things that are closer to me, so I don't know if you have other relatives around me, but you've definitely got links down this way because he keeps bringing it up. But just take this love that's certainly there for you. So many blessings to you, Tammy.
Thanks, Tammy. I hope that was of some help to you in some way.
It was. Thank you very, very much.
Okay.
You're welcome, Tammy.
Take care.
Happy holidays to you.
You too. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And for those, as I mentioned, that would like more information, go to Janet's website, Janet Nohavec. That's Janet, NOHAVEC.com. You could find out more information about getting an appointment and also about the spiritualist church that she runs in New Jersey. As Fran mentioned, we are having an event in December that's in New Jersey. If you happen to be have access, it's in Iselin, New Jersey, and it's December 11th, a Saturday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m.
And the important thing about that event is even though it's in New Jersey, we've chosen a hotel that has public transportation, so it's accessible from the people in Manhattan and surrounding areas by using public transportation and not driving a car.
Right, and we're glad that, you know, Janet has offered to do this for us because this will be our first event in New Jersey, and I hope it, it will be the first of many to come. Well, Janet, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's always a pleasure to be part of anything you represent.
Oh, thanks, and we look forward to seeing you real soon.
And you will next month.
Very soon.
Thank you very much. Have a great evening, everyone.
You too. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And now, as I like to do at the end of each of the shows, particularly because the Gulf of Mexico still has that mess in it, I'd like to say a little prayer. Now let's give energy of love and gratitude to the waters and all the living creatures in Mexico Gulf by praying like this. To the waters, whales, dolphins, pelicans, fishes, shellfishes, planktons, corals, algae, and all other creatures in our Gulf of Mexico. I apologize. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. And that was first written by Masaru Emoto on May 9th, 2010, right after the Gulf spill, oil spill.
Okay, and next week is Thanksgiving. I'd like to wish everybody a safe and happy holiday and we will not be broadcasting next week, so join us on the following week, which will be December 2nd. And with that, we'd like to say that our loved ones are only a heartbeat away.
And science is going to prove it.
Good night, everyone.